So this guided meditation will be in two languages, so that we don't need to have translators. And we can look at it as an exploration. Loma shushe temtsrich vichi targel ba'atid bidyuk kamo she'at meditatsiya akshav yoter lingoa chavayot kivunim to extend our practice in different places to discover something. To touch things. To remember. אפשר להתחיל עם התנועה של התמסרות, למצוא מחסה, to find our refuge. תנועה של נפילה. We drop into the arms. Our awareness, this life, is holding us. We are being held. Kamo tachat ha under the wings of the Shechina, Knafayim HaShechina, the sense of being held, of being at home, of letting go. And remembering that in this insecure world, there is a place we can rely on. יש מקום שאפשר לסמוך. זה יכולת שלנו לקבל ולפגוש מה שעולה, מה שמופיע. And from this settled place of refuge, Kom Yatsiv, Margishim, Nochuchut, Hineni, here I am, sitting in my place, quiet, aware, simply being, Havaya, just being. Vimyamayakam makam haze kvar margish haracha. Just feeling appreciation that we are sitting here quietly in our place. It's already a big thing. It has meaning. It's important. It has a rightness to it. Mashu nachon. We're sitting steady in our place. We are quiet. We are here. We are alive. And we say thank you for that. We can let the power of the earth, Adama, Adama Anak, Mitachtenu, the great earth underneath us, holding us, the weight of the body, the contact between the body and the earth. That too gives us steadiness, stability, confidence. The Buddha said, let your meditation be like the earth, because it's so big that it's not disturbed. So we sit on the earth as if we are the earth. Steady, quiet, big. Exploring what it's like to be in a body. What's the experience of being in a body? Ma, anachnu chovim liot beguf. Ma, guf mesaper lanu. Botkim derech kol haguf. Kol hachelekim haguf. Energiot, תנועות, קטנות, התחושות, הנשימות, הזרימה. And right now, paying attention to anicca, the freedom that everything is flowing and changing. Nothing is fixed. Afuch mikibaon, hakol zrima, hakol mishtane. וזה משחרר אותנו, בגלל מרגישים שהכל בריקוד. It's all dancing. So we don't need to get stuck with an issue or a problem or a pain. We can choose the breathing to represent bodily life. Latzik etachai gufani. But it doesn't need to be the only thing in the body. But we take some time with the breathing because the breath is a good teacher. It connects us with the world, the breath of life. Everything is breathing in this world. It calms the system. Quiet, soft, slow breathing, calming, quietening. It helps us to find a center, for example, the Dugma Ha'aliyah V'Yiridah Ha'Beten. Aval ba'oto zman, ha'neshima b'kol ha'guf, az efshar lirkov acharei ha'galei neshima b'kol ha'guf mi'ha'kod-kod ad ha'kapot ha'raglayim. אפשר להרגיש את הגלים, גלי נשימה. It's one center place like the tummy, rising and falling, but it can be sweeping through the body also. We can choose, we can explore. Feeling the breath in other places, new places, the back, the legs. Adayin yesh mudaut nochochut. There is a sense of knowing. For example, the breath is mixed with the awareness of breathing. We know we are aware. Can be in background, but the sense that there is awareness, there is a knowing. This breath is known. This body is known. And the knowing is not just the mind. The knowing is the heart. Shall argish et hayidia ze tenua ze kamo bina ze tenua halev gam. Ma ze tenua halev hayidia ze pula shel intimiut kirva liot paad liot im. זה לא משהו מרחוק, זה מקרוב, it's close, intimate. It's not stepping back, watching from far away, it's being with. We're with the breath, כאילו הנשימות הם נושמים אותנו, as the breath, like the breath is breathing us. We're inside. then indeed makshavot, the thoughts can take us away on the journey. But here too we need softness and kindness. We are kind to the mind. It's not an enemy or a problem. It's like the sensations of the body, sensations in the mind. That's what the mind does. But we give it this moment of kind attention. Thinking is happening. I see you. You also are passing anicca, changing, flowing, dancing, dancing mind. And moving back to the body then is easy. Once we see the mind, we can move back to the body and join the body again. And what's important is the shift, the flexibility, hagmishut, that we can be with the mind and then move to the body, and then the mind will take us, but then we move to the body. Amavarim. They're interesting. The practice is less of a hard climb uphill. It's more like a walk through the meadow. Tiyul toch ahu. And we do see beautiful flowers and also kotzim, thorns. We will see pleasant and unpleasant. Our body will tell us this is pleasant. And this is not pleasant. Our heart will tell us, I have a feeling that's joyful and I have a feeling that's painful. Our mind will say, this thought is helpful and soft, and this thought is difficult, maybe conflict. But it's up to us to hold both, pleasant and unpleasant, with kind attention and interest. Like we walk through the field and we say, ah, there's a thorn, ah, there's a flower. The body may, the back may hurt, but the hands, they're comfortable and alive. And with an unpleasant experience, this is, it gets very clear how the knowing, the awareness can change our experience. Our awareness is like a gift, is like a present. We bring heart with our awareness to a place that is hurting or difficult or tense, or we are for it, we are kind to it, we heal it with attention, touching it, listening to it, akshava, akshava merape. and discovering something very, very simple and important, that paying attention itself is an act of kindness. And something we can experience directly, whatever we pay attention to, our body, our heart, our mind, the world. It benefits, it connects, it opens, it heals.